One's on Daf Hey, and the other is on Daf Vav. It's one that we haven't done yet, but the concepts are those that we've already touched on. There's another paragraph in the Rid. You wouldn't have known it. I didn't say. It's not your fault. But let's start with the paragraph that everyone did do. Again, this is the Tosos Rid on our Gemara, the Ibayis Ema. I'd like to go through the two sides and have you maybe tell me which shitas that we've seen previously is the Tosos Rid most like. Is it most like that's perhaps Rashi and the Meiri, or is it more similar to the Rosh? You'll tell me how. Okay? Someone wanna read? Excellent. Avi Hirschman stepping up to the sacrificial podium. Okay. We're in the Rid. Page Chaf Gemel. No, the Irvin, can you hear us? Okay, we're doing the Rid. Tosos Rid. Can I just stop 1 second? I just want to ask a silly question. I'm sure it's very obvious, but that's sort of an aside, just something to keep in mind for the rest of your life. Let's take a look now at the Rid. So what's he explaining when he says Pirish? Right in a way, you know he's explaining something. What's he explaining?
Kedushin.
He explaining Kedushin?
What's the Sveika?
Yeah, he's explaining the Sveika he, right? Sveika v'chayshina midrabanan. Pirish, what do you mean Safek and chayshina midrabanan? No, he's not even getting into the issue of the rights of the Rabbanan. That's not his issue. We're going to have to take that up, Linana. But his issue is, what's the Safek? So he says, Pirish.
Pirish, Yish Lomar Kedushin Hain. Dubya the Sada. It's comparable to Sada. Shabain.
But there's another very not so significant point in the whole scheme of the Lomdas here, but why Hain? What's Hain?
Kedushin.
But what's Hain?
Kedushin.
No, Hain, what does it mean? What does the word mean? Plural. Again, not the biggest deal, but just so you're sensitive to the Lashon, that's why he's using the Lashon of Hain, plural, because of Kiddushin. Okay. Dum Yidisada. What do you mean, Dum Yidisada? In what way is it Dum Yidisada?
The contract.
The acquisition. The Kinyan Sada. Kinyan Karka, he wants to say maybe the Kinyan of the Isha in this context is comparable. Right?
Shbein Imha Mukha. Amar lo
Mocher.
Who's the Mocher?
The seller.
Good. Shabbatim ha Mocher.
Amar lo.
To who?
To the buyer.
To the buyer, good. The Mocher says to the Kona.
Sade Mukhar Allah. I'm selling you this field.
Sadi.
My field is
being sold to you.
It's like Sada Shalei.
Mukhar Allah. It's sold to you. Good. Avi Marcos, what do you say?
It's like Sada Shalei.
Sada Shalei. Sadi, Sadashali. Okay. Keep going.
Bein imha kone amar.
Sadi mechura. What does that mean? My field is hereby.
Your field.
Sadi, my field.
My field is
mechura.
Isol. Good. Mechurilcha. Okay.
Bein imha kone amar sadcha.
Let's say he says that your field, right? The purchaser says, no, your field is sold to me. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter which way this statement was made. Whether the buyer made the statement or the seller made the statement, what's the end result?
With this money,
right?
Either way, he's getting.
And he accepted the money, and the money changed hands. It's good. It's a good Kenyan. That's a good Kenyan. Good. So, which side of the Suffolk does this represent?
It's a good Kiddushin. Even if she said.
Good Kiddushin. Why is it good Kiddushin? Because it's like sale of a field. Who does the speaking in the sale of a field? It doesn't matter. So, if the Kenyan of the Karka is similar to the Kenyan of Kiddushin, then this detail should not matter. Who did the speaking should not matter. That's the first side of the Suffolk. Second side of the Suffolk. Go ahead.
Odilma.
What does Odilma mean?
Or perhaps.
Good. The other side now, the other possibility, the other half of the suffix.
Yesh lomar, shiny hafa.
Good, what does that mean?
There's a difference over here.
Shiny hafa, it's different over here.
Dichtiv, ki yikach ish, shekol halakim.
So 1 second, what does that mean?
So, the pasuk of ki yikach ish.
You have a pasuk. What, the hallmark over here of Kiddushin is the kicha. Ki yikach ish isha. Right? Ki yikach ish isha. So the other possibility is that there's a deficiency here. Why?
Shekol ha-lekicha
yaseh ha-ish. Shekol ha-lekicha. I would stress it that way. Shekol ha-lekicha yaseh ha-ish. And what are the parts that make up kol ha-kicha?
Bein ha-netina, bein ha-amira.
Good. Some of you are using the older edition of the Rid, and you pointed out that it said bein ha... Bein ha-ksiva, bein ha-amira. I think that was corrected in the later edition. I'm not sure why he would have said ksiva. If you look at the nuns, I guess, if you mistook one of the nuns as a chaf and the other one as a beis, you could see why it would come out as ksiva, not nesina. Another possibility is ksiva, I guess, makes sense if you're talking about kiddushin with a shtar, right? If you're talking about, I wouldn't say it's wrong, because it does make sense in the context of kiddushin with a shtar. But nesina is more generic. It applies to all forms of kiddushin, right? So even had he actually written ksiva, one of the printings, one of the kisvei yad had the word ksiva, I would not say it was entirely wrong. All right, but definitely nesina reads better and it speaks to more of the cases of kiddushin. So you do bein ha nesina, bein ha amira. What does that mean?
The man has to do the entire thing.
He's got to do the entire process. Let's stop here for a second. Stop here for 1 second. What is the Rid saying about the nature of the suffix, right? What is he saying about the suffix over here?
It's like,
if you hold it like Kiddushin, Kiddushin's like Kenyan Karka, there's nothing to talk about. But that's only one side. The other side is, no, maybe the Kiddushin is lacking over here. Why is the Kiddushin lacking?
Doesn't need the mirror. I mean, the mirror is part of the kifa. He's not doing the entire thing.
Okay, good. Is this different than the Meiri and the Rush? I'm sorry, is this the different Meiri and Rashi?
It's closer to, like, to the Rashi.
Closer to the Rashi? What's he taking for granted?
That it's just part of the
Think, think about it for a second. If it's part?
If it is part.
If it is part? Is that a suffix? If it is part?
In the second half.
No, that.
Yeah, what do you mean, Hal?
Only when he pushes aside that first possibility to say Sveika.
Yeah.
So that first part is not even part of the suffix.
It is part of the suffix. Because when I have a suffix, it's important. When I have a suffix, suffix means that I have two possibilities. Either it's good or it's not good. What's the case we're talking about? The two kiddushins. First kiddushin was the questionable kiddushin. Second kiddushin was the more traditional kiddushin. Right? First kiddushin, the guy does Nasa Huva Omrahi. Second guy comes along and does the regular kiddushin. So the Rashi says, well, we're now in suffix. What are we talking about? Is the first kiddushin good or is the second kiddushin good? They can't both be good. You can't, two men cannot be kashrus the same one. Right, Yoni?
Right.
Why not?
Because Asian Sish.
Why not? Once she's an Asian Sish, once she's designated, once she has a status of Mikudashas, by definition, someone else can't come along and make her Mikudashas. What do you mean Mikudashas? Designated for me? No, you're not designated for me. You're designated for someone else. You already have status in each of this. So kiddushin are not tosin. They can't be chal on a woman that's already kiddushin. But the problem is here, we don't know. We don't know which set of kiddushin were chal, which kiddushin were tosin. If the first kiddushin was good, the second kiddushin is not good. If the second kiddushin was good, it means the first kiddushin was not good. Is that clear? So how we see there's a suffix in one side of the other side, no. I'm saying the first possibility is that there's good kiddushin the first time. That's the first case. If I compare it to Karka, I'm saying my first kiddushin that was done is a good kiddushin. So that's part of the suffix. The other part of the suffix is, no, maybe that's not right. Maybe that's not the right comparison. Maybe I'll say that the first kiddushin was not good. Why?
Because
of Kika. Oh, because Amir is part of the Kika.
Right.
It's not saying if it's part.
Right, because it's in the Rashi saying the suffix is whether or not it's part of the kifa. whether or not Amira is part of Kika or whether or not it's two separate things.
I'm not sure that they're saying the same thing.
What?
Wait, you're saying that...
You didn't say what I'm saying?
I don't.
Okay, I'll say it again. What's Rashi saying the whole subject is?
Whether it's part.
Rashi saying the subject is Kicha part of the Kicha, is Amir part of the Kicha, or is it not part of the Kicha? That's the suffix.
Right.
That's not what the...
He's saying that it is.
The Rit is saying part. It is part.
Why? The first one wouldn't be part. Because the sale of the field, it's not part of the Kicha. That's implied.
It's just like Kinyan Karka. It has nothing to do with the Amir has nothing to do with the Kicha.
Exactly. It's separate.
Yeah. And the second side?
Is that it is part of it. He has to do both. It seems to be just like speaking a little more explanation, but... Exactly like Rashi. One side.
Well, I don't know. I hear what you're saying, but I'll tell you why I'm saying it. I think it's slightly different.
Okay.
Because what does he say? He says you have to do all of the Lakicha. All of the Lakicha. Implying what? That they're both definitely part of the Lakicha. Shekol ha-Lakicha yasa'ish. Bein ha-Nasina, bein ha-Amir. They're both parts of the Lakicha. And if you don't do it, you're lacking. It's taking for granted that they are part.
And then how would he explain
the first side?
From the first side?
So what would you say?
Right.
I think the Lashon is very important. As the second side, he's telling you, no, maybe you must do the whole Lakicha. You have to do the whole Lakicha. What are the two parts of the whole Lakicha? The Amira and the Kicha. The first side sounds like he's saying, no, maybe it's part of the Kicha, but you don't care who does it. You don't care. It's just like Kinyan Karka. It doesn't matter who says it. He's not denying, and it's not the chakira is not about the relationship between the two. The question is, does it matter who does that part?
As long as they're saying.
Exactly.
It still has to be saying.
That's right. It's part of the process, but in the first side, it doesn't matter who says it. In the second side, no, you have to do all of the lakicha. It's not that now I'm positing that it is part of the lakicha. I'm saying you must do the whole lakicha. Whereas initially I said, well, maybe it doesn't matter. Listen, if you tried to convince me that it was similar to Rashi, I wouldn't say it's impossible, but I think the subtlety of this Lashon is such that he's a little bit different than Rashi. Chaim, do you understand? You mentioned earlier you didn't understand. Want me to say it again? You're not sure if you want me to say it again?
I think I
understand. Do you
understand? I think you're just saying that he's just assuming one side of Rashi's thing.
I'm saying
Rashi has two possibilities, and he's assuming that one of the possibilities.
He's working with one assumption, and that is that Lakicha and Amira are part of one thing. The only question is, do I have to do no Kol Lakicha, or can I get by with just doing part of it? It doesn't matter who does the other part. Similar to the Rosh. This is more similar to the Rosh than it is to, exactly. Right? We had Rashi and Meiri in one camp. Rashi and Meiri say this whole suffix of the Gemara is what's the nature of Amira? Is it part of the Kicha or not part of the Kicha? Right? The Meiri specifically said the whole suffix is in Kiika. Right? That's the whole suffix. What is the nature of Kiika? The Rosh said what?
No, it's definitely part of Kicha.
Right. The Rosh said no, it's definitely part of it. The only question is if you don't do the Tafel part, is that a problem? Non-Iker. Iker and Tafel. You have those terms, by the way, in Hilchos Brachos. Right?
So
the
same?
The same, right.
Russia, there's an issue with not doing the Tafel.
Russia, that's the Safek. Right. The Rosh, we saw yesterday, said, what's the whole case of Safek? It's where the man does the Iker, Nasan who, but Omri, she did something that was not Iker. So Hashi Jadov said, if you're doing so, it's not Iker, then by definition, it's not necessary. If you tell me that that's still necessary, it is Iker. So we were trying to explain yesterday why that's not necessarily true. He's not here today, but I'll try to rehash it, I guess, when he comes back. Okay, let's go over this again. Let's go over the Rosh, and let's go over the Rit. Let's do the Rosh inside one more time. And then we'll just say outside the Rit, and then we'll move over to the next paragraph in the Rit. There's another paragraph in the Rit that I think is very important here. All right, someone want to just read the few lines in the Rosh? So the Rosh says, since we're talking about a case where they spoke about it before, and her speech therefore is not necessary, because if she said nothing, and she just took the ring, took the money, it would be a good kiddushin. So if she happens to also say something, it's lo gara. It's not going to detract. It's not going to make it any worse. It's not going to make it, you're not going to be any worse off. Lo gara. Right? Okay. Hal?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. The Peshitta, the Rabotinu Zal, the Farish, the Menetina, he, the Menatna.
Nosnahi, right, not Nahi.
Nahi, the Amahu, and Makadesh. It's Pashut that if she gives and he says,
right,
and Makadesh. Why? Mishum, the Ikar, Hakifa, Hanunatina, Takeset.
Stop there. So what's he saying? There's one case that the Gemara, no one talking about this case, right? The Gemara talked about three cases. The case where he did both, the case where she did both of which we know definitively, and then we have the case in the middle.
And given she's
in. Nasan huva omrahi. But the Rosh is saying, how come no one asked about Nasnahi huva omrahu? So he says, why is that not discussed?
Pashat
that what?
If the man doesn't do the Natina, then it's obvious that the condition is not going to work.
Good. There's an exception to that. What's the exception? The exception. Huh? Did you tell us read? There's an exception. Chaim, what's the exception to that rule? Nasna hiva amravu normally does not work. She gives, and he says.
If she gets a hana.
Good.
If the guy says,
when he's an Adam Chashuv, the Rid mentioned at the end.
Right.
When he's an Adam Chashuv, and she happy, she has certain hana from the acceptance.
From her giving him?
That's right. Not from the giving, but from the acceptance.
His acceptance of her money?
That's right. From the acceptance. She gave him something, and uh-huh. She's so happy that he took it. Right? From that hana, she can be mikudashes.
Uh-huh.
We're going to get to that. So yeah, that's the case in the Gemara.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, we could talk about it, but it's not up for... Right. We can't disagree with it. We can't reject it. Right? He says, but that's the only time that would work. Otherwise, Nasnahi, the Umrahu, that's not going to be good. Why? What does Rosh say? What does that mean? We mentioned yesterday that's the key phrase over here in the Rosh.
The essential part of the Kicha is in the Tina Takeset.
Good. And once you use the term essential, what are you telling me by definition? That there's a non essential part, right? If you say Iker, you're telling me this is primary, but there's something else here which is less than primary. Which means that the Amira is still part of the Nisina, it's part of the Kicha, but it's less essential than the Nisina. Alright, so is the Rosh more like Miri and Rashi, or is he more like the Rid? More like the Rid, because what are they both assuming? That's right. The Rid and the Rosh are both assuming that Amira, they're taking for granted, it appears, that the Amira and the Kicha are really part of one Maisa. They're together. According to the Rid, the question is, maybe you should break it up, right? Maybe you don't have to do the whole thing. Maybe the woman can do part, you can do part. Who says? Maybe it's like Karka. Or, like the Rosh says, maybe I don't have to do the non-essential part. Maybe the only thing that I have to do in order to be called Kicha, in order for the Kicha to be attributed to me, maybe we'll say it that way, in order for the Kicha to be fully attributed to the man, maybe all I have to do is to do the primary part. To do the lesser part is not going to detract from me being the one who's doing the Kicha. We didn't phrase it quite that way yesterday. Maybe that's a better way to say it. Right? Again, the whole problem is, did I do Ki Yikach? Well, the Rosh says, that depends. Do you have to do everything to be Ki Yikach? Or do you just have to do the Iker? Do you have to do the primary? Let's say a guy works on something with a partner, and he does, 75% of the work, and you have another guy that just did a little bit. So who's it going to be attributed to? The guy helped out a little bit. You can say, I'm not the main guy. I'm not the one that really produced this thing. A book. Let's say, you have to see how they write the guy's name, and they write with. Not about the publisher. You do an author, and there's another guy that helped out a little bit. So they write by so-and-so with. So the guy gets the smaller name, right? Because he did something, but he's not the... he worked on it. So maybe... No, so you see, this is an idea of doing Iker. And doing Tafel. So when I do Iker, it's essentially attributed to me, even though the other person is involved. The other possibility is no, that once the other person is involved enough to be called involved in the Kicha, then that's it. If you're involved in Amira, and because Amira is part of Kicha,
then it's not fully attributed to me, the kiyach anymore. I can't be called the kiyikach. The man can't be called the lokeach. Why? Because there are two people that are involved in this process. That's the rush. Yeah.
Yeah, according to the side of the suffix that says that that if he does most of it, that he's still
within the rush.
Yeah, that he still attributed the key.
He's the key, right? Right.
You're forced to say that there's not even a
right.
Like even like the original mission that says that the Amar he should say everything possessively. He doesn't have to. I mean, you have to say that it really can go. We don't care.
You mean when it says Kate Sebekasev?
Yeah, right. He gives Kasev and he says. Really, he just said that's just like the Lashon of the Gemara. That's just the. But really, we have to say that. That side would say that we don't care who says.
Well, we're saying it's a suffix in those cases.
The suffix is based on the fact
that it's not imperative that he be the sayer.
Right. We say that.
Right.
Not even be the other, but really.
In the traditional.
He can do 10% of the deal.
That's right. That's right. So what it says, he says, I guess that's the common, the traditional, the more usual way of having it go down, so to speak. That he's the one that does it. But you're right, if you're having a suffix about it, how could you have a suffix? It says, he says. Right, I think Richie's making a good point. When the Gemara said, how do you use kesef? You give kesef, and then you say, harayat, and so on. Harayat, and so on. So, you see from the whole discussion that ensues, and the Gemara says as a suffix, when it says that you must say harayat, it's lav dafka, right? It means that there's a harayat which must be said, or something which rises to the level of harayat which must be said. Well, speaking of which, I mentioned yesterday there's a question, someone, Heshi again, pointed out, the Rashi says, harayat mekudeshes. Do you see that? It's a subtle point, but I didn't really pick up on it. Rashi says, harayat mekudeshes. Yoni, see it? Turn back to Rashi for a second. Yeah, back on Heyman Beis.
Back on the Gemara. The Gemara says you could say anything that implies marriage. Hariyat Mekudeshes, Hariyat Mereses, right, Hariyat Mekudeshesli, Hariyat Mereseshli, or Hariyat Lila Intu. They all mean essentially the same thing. You're my wife, you're my betrothed, you're my designated. They all mean essentially the same thing. So what is Rashi saying? Harayat Mekudeshes, Harayat Mereses. What's he doing? What's he adding? What's he saying? The Gemara already told me Harayat Mekudeshes. So I mentioned to Rabbi Har last night, and he said he thinks it's a simple answer. What is Rashi adds one word there? Rashi adds one word that's not
really.
Huh?
What Rashi?
Hariyat and Kadeshes. Yeah. What word does he add?
Me?
No?
Oh.
Oh.
Rather than.
Oh. The Gemara doesn't say oh. Right? I think we discussed this yesterday. You have to say all three of these things? Now, you have to ask him, why would I even think that? Forget about why I would think that. The Gemara doesn't say, comma, what? This or this or this. It just says Hariyat Mekudeshesli, Hariyat Mereseshli, Hariyat Lilintu. Right?
You find it impossible,
eh? Yeah, it's possible, this is what my heart suggestion, that maybe a person could look at the Gemara and say, oh, maybe it means you have to say all three of those things. Rashi is coming to tell you that it doesn't mean all
that.
Because you don't have to do that. Once you should tell me that it's one or two, then you know that it's two or three. You know? I don't need to tell you each one. Just tell you one or the other. Again, now you have to ask me, why would I think? Why would I have a hava mina? Why do I need Rashi to come and tell me, don't think this?
It's a reasonable assumption.
Is it reasonable?
I'm saying it would be, I don't know.
Yes, explain why.
Because it's a question, so all three of them.
But they mean very similar things. So what would you have to say by saying that? I have to say all of them.
And you got to make...
I have to describe it in all these different ways. I have to describe the process. In, what?
There has to be a lot of talking about it.
Right, but very why? Because they have to be so precise that you have to refer to it in all these different ways.
She would be able to do it.
Forget about she would be able to do it. What's that?
What's the translation for each phrase?
Mereses.
Betrothed.
Right?
Yeah, that's what it said.
Mekudeshes means essentially consecrated or designated.
Right.
And Habelulu means you'll be my wife. So they mean, they have slightly different meanings. They do have slightly different meanings. One is your designated. One is your betrothed. Now, we assume they mean the same thing. But it could be there's a slight, you know,
so
nuance.
So might be concerned to cover every nuance and aspect
of the relationship. Of the relationship. I have to describe the relationship from every perspective. I have to refer to it as betrothal. I have to refer to it as a designation. I have to refer to it as the ultimate manifestation in terms of being one's wife. I can't tell you why you necessarily think that, but I thought it was a good point that maybe that's what Rashi is coming to reject, saying, don't think that. It just means A or B or C.
And here it said to her, one of the following.
One of the following. Is that
so, I mean,
that's read in, though. That's read in.
Yeah,
right. Right, because that's what we know. That's the right chat.
But maybe when we know that.
I mean, it's based on Rashi. I mean, it's in parentheses? No, but it's a smaller font. Right, that's not the translation of any of the words in the Gemara. But he's reading it, that's the correct chapter. Okay, anyway, if nothing else, it shows that you have to, you see a Rashi like that, you got to ask yourself, what's going on here? You know, the guy wrote that book, What's Bothering Rashi?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone ever see that?
Yeah.
There's a book called What's Bothering Rashi.
Yeah.
Meaning Rashi doesn't tell you something just for fun. He doesn't tell you something that's simple. If he's telling you something, it tells us that there's a question here. He doesn't always phrase the question.
Right? Even he just translates a word.
Sometimes he says it means old French. Okay, then you know it was bothering him. He wanted to tell you the Taich. But sometimes where he's telling you something that's seemingly obvious, he doesn't necessarily speak out the whole question. You got to figure out what was Rashi so bothered by. Right? That's right. That's a process in itself. Exactly. Figuring out what the question is in Rashi.
Why he felt the need to clear something.
Exactly. Rashi was a Pashtun. Rashi stuck to very simple interpretation. You know, or at least that's the way he viewed himself.
I mean,
he viewed himself as writing a very simple pshat. You know, dealing with the pshat level. So when he's writing something, he's explaining something. And you look at it and you go, that's obvious. You got to ask yourself, well, why is he telling me something that's obvious? Apparently, it wouldn't be so obvious. So
is
I think this is a good example. Is it what?
Is he the earliest on?
The last two lines, Davav Amin Aleph. You see where he. The Yoiv Lo Vashasak, Hachanami. You see that? Okay, so someone want to read that? Rich, you want to read that? Okay, nice and loud, so have a good ear. It's the Vav Amin Aleph.
What's the different master?
It's the first one of Vavanam.
The
Ramah
actually is.
I guess you could say that. Idi Yahiv.
Idi Yahiv La, the Shata Kachinami. If he gave her and she was silent.
Right. So this is where the Gemara talks about the standard case, how of Nasan, Asukim Bosu Inyan, or Medabri Imal Eske Kidusha. This is the case where the Gemara talks about, I gave to her, she didn't say anything, but we were talking about it before, so we know that she has consent. All right. The kach yeshlomar.
Kach yeshlomar. Nami ben Nasan hu yamra he. And the same would apply if he gave it to her and she said.
Okay, slow. Let's take it slow. So the really saying, whatever the Gemara said over here about the davar ima al iske kiddushah, we could say equally for the case of what Nasan hu v'amra he. Back
without those.
Well, he's going to say.
Okay. Delo mibai. Kishain Midabri Mal Asik Kiddusha. We're not talking about don't we bother, we don't need it.
Right, you know, I don't have to tell you Kishain Midabri Mal Asik Kiddusha. El Afil Midabri Ma.
Even
in the case of Midabri Ma, what does he mean? He says,
Nami. Ihala Yahiv La, if he gave it to her, Alo Amar Klum, and she didn't say anything, Lo Hu, Velo He.
Right, if the lo Omar Klum, lo
hu, lo hi, and no one said anything, have a kiddushin gemurin. It's a full kiddushin.
Right.
But Hasha, the Amra, he, inan kiddushin gemurin. But now that she did say something, it's not a complete kiddushin. The nirin hadavarim shebed dibur ha'ishav damra kiddushin. Because it appears hadavarim, this thing now appears as if her words complete the kiddushin. But anan be'inan shigmaru b'dibur ha'ish, and we needed that the man's words complete the condition.
All right, let's go through it again.
All right? He's saying something here. Let's take it slow and go through it again. Someone else want to read a second time? Just go through it. Yoni, you want to try?
He's saying that the woman would say it would be Gara on the whole thing. Could be.
Let's take it from the top. Which happens to be at the bottom of the page, but right? The bottom of the lower left hand side there. Top of the proverbial page. When she does speak, that's it. You ruin the whole thing. Even where what? Even where you were Midabri Maliske Kiddushah.
Right.
Okay, this was one of the opinions that Meiri cited. He holds that after the fact, he was Midabri Maliske Kiddushah. Right? And he gives her the money, and then she says, oh, great, with this money, I'll be Mekudashis to you. No good. Now, yesterday, when we saw this Yesh Cholkin mentioned, so Irving asked me, is it because it looks that way? Remember he kept saying, is it because it looks that way? So the Rid uses language that sounds like it's because it looks that way. Listen to what he says. Dinirin hadvarim. It has the appearance. We're on the top of Chav Vav Amud Aleph in the first paragraph. Dinirim hadvarim. It has the appearance. What was that? What did you say? Shebidibor with the speech. What's that?
Nirim
means it looks like it appears. Dinirim hadvarim. It's referring to dvarim. The dvarim appear to be. Nirim hadvarim.
Dvarim appear. That's a verb.
Nir madvarim shebedibur isha, that with the speech of the woman.
Gamaro kedushin, that kedushin was completed.
Yeah.
Banan,
ba'inan. What does ba'inan mean?
We
require. Anan means we. Anan we. Ba'inan require. We require.
See now, isn't ba'inan? The word is
required? In Aramaic, yeah.
Okay.
What was your question? What was your question?
I don't know, just because Ba'anan.
Anan means we. Anan Ba'inan, we require.
I don't know, but it's almost like Ba'anan. Like it seemed like the end was like promising.
No. Anan Ba'inan, we require.
Right.
Sheyigmaru Bedibur Ha'ish. That what should conclude the whole process?
His words.
So what is he saying over here? This seems a little bit different, right?
Basically,
can I say it over again?
No, what was the beginning part he was saying? He was saying if neither of them talk, and then she says something.
No, because like if they're
he's saying if neither of them say it, he gives something, she says nothing, he says something.
That's okay. That's right.
But if he gives something to her, he doesn't say a word, but she says anything.
Right.
It's
even if they would have spoken before.
Because it looks like
you shouldn't think, think that her words can do it. Like, you shouldn't think like that it's her words that can do it.
Because
then you're going to say, oh.
Nirin Hadvarim. So, Irving, yesterday, when you asked me, is it because it looks like it? The Rid sounds like he's saying, because it gives off the appearance that her Dibor is what. Gives off the appearance of her taking part in the Kicha. That's good possible. So, Richie's suggesting that maybe it could be read differently. The Nirin Hadvarim just means that it appears that this is the way it's really functioning. It's not that it has the appearance, and that's what we're concerned about, but it appears to be working this way. It appears that this is what's happening.
The rabbis don't want this to appear to be happening.
No, even more than that. He's saying this really is what's happening. It appears that this is what's happening, and that's not good.
But
in which case, you want to say it's closer to the Reisi Cholkim. It's just like the Reisi Cholkim.
The only problem is...
Could be. I'm not sure.
The only problem is...
I'm happier to say that way because, right? It's better if it's that way.
I think I'm stretching, but the stretch fits better.
I mean, it's easier to deal with.
Right.
Oh, it's easier to deal with. I'll tell you the. I'm sorry, you, Mr. Brady. Want to say something?
I don't know why we can put.
I'll take your question.
Word over here. Right.
You want to put another word in?
Yeah.
It's generally a dangerous thing to do.
I know that. I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't faze me.
No. Okay. Okay. One last point. And maybe next week we'll shift gears here a little bit in the sugya. We'll go back to that question of Daraisa Darabanan. The Talmud says, the Gemara says, Chayshinan mi Darabanan. It's a suffix for Chayshinan mi Darabanan. So the Meiri just sort of, Agav, took up the idea why it's called Chayshinan mi Darabanan. Right? Why it's not a suffix Daraisa. So I maybe we'll spend some time, because that's a really Shas sugya. It's not unique to Kiddushin, but I think it might be Kedai to spend a little bit of time with it. So at some point I'd like to do that. As we get closer to Pesach, maybe we'll do some Arvei Pesachim also. But in a few minutes that we have left, listen to this Ramah. So some of us had a chance to discuss it this morning, but listen to this Ramah. I think it sort of adds another thing to think about.
No.
The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Moshe Isserles with an Aleph. The Ramah was a Rishon, and it's written with a Hey. Yad Ramah.
Isn't it Isserles? It's Israelis, right? Not
Israelis. I don't know. I mean, I always pronounce it Israelis. It could be a...
It's a
fast.
I'm not sure if it's... Okay. Let's not get too caught up here. Okay? So, the Yad Ramah was a Rishon. His name was Rav Meir Bar Todrus Halevi Abulafia. So the... it's basically Rabbeinu Meir Halevi. Right, Chidishe Rabbeinu Meir Halevi. Rab Meir Halevi. Resh Mem Hei. Okay?
That's fairly easy.
Yeah. Like the Ra'ah was Rav Aaron Halevi. The Ra'ah. Ra'ah, Ra'ah. So listen to what he says. The Imnasan Huva Omrahi. Getting back to our basic suffix here. Imnasan Huva Omrahi. Im Hayam Medabri Ima Al Iske Kiddushin. Then what? Havade Kiddushin. I would say a majority of Rishonim seem to be taking that for granted. The Rosh, the Ramah, the Meiri, they all seem to be learning that way. That if they're Midabri Imal Iske Kiddusheha, then what? Then it's good. Then there's no Safek. So Elamai, where's the Safek? Oh, it's only a Safek where there was not Midabri Imal Iske Kiddusheha. Now listen to what he says. Vikasav HaRamah Kol Shekein Im Ona HaBaal Hein B'shas Nesina, to have a vade kiddushin. You don't like the serving, okay? The case is Nasan Huva Amrihi. He gives, and she says, not medabra ima aliske kiddusha. No previous discussions. Just Nasan Hu Amrihi. He gave, she spoke, and then he says, right. He responds. He says, Amen.
Then he gives the last word.
Then the Rama said, in that case, vadai. Not a suffix, it's definitely good kiddushin. Even without asukin b'osu inyan.
So when he confirms, it's really his statement?
So let's explain. Let's explain it. Essentially, we're saying that when he speaks last, even though he's just right affirming what she said or ratifying what she said, that whatever is required by Amira has been satisfied to the point that there's no suffix. No suffix. So how would you explain that?
So
does that mean
he has
that
to say the actual word?
No, he's not saying
Harei Yat
Mikudasha. No.
No, the word Amen at the end.
No, I'm just...
Any similar word, Nachon?
Yeah, exactly.
So...
He just says, Im Ona HaBaal Hein. Hein, which means yes. He says yes.
So when he
that's right.
So he says yes, so that's right. It seems to be like a implied parenthetical, like a whole phrase in parentheses when he says Nachon and that. And that's carried.
That what? You mean so
he says Nachon?
Yeah.
Yes. Naturally, the word yes or Nachon or right or Amen
right.
On its own means nothing. It doesn't exist on its own. It always exists in the context. It always exists after a certain phrase is
right, said. Right.
So by nature, that phrase is connected to the previous phrase. So so naturally, when he says
can
Nachon,
you give me an example? Give me an example.
You can never just say amen to something.
You can say it, it's meaningless.
You can say it, it's meaningless.
Okay, so
it
what do you...
The word amen only carries course. Meaning when it's in accordance with...
What happens when you hear? What happens when you hear a bracha? Right, when a guy hears a bracha...
You say amen, it's
says
like
amen.
Said
right, we say shamei ha'kohen, a person says amen, he has a mind to be yotze with the person who's speaking, and amen says basically, what you said, I'm down with that, right? Count me in. So you're part of what he said. By the way, should just know, just Agav, there is a concept actually of an amen to a bracha that you're not supposed to answer amen to.
Really?
Yeah, technically, if a person hears a child, the It's a technical halacha. A person hears a right. child just making bracha, you're not supposed to say amen to that. It's an amen levatala. That's an ah.
Why not?
It's I'm getting to the semicolon. It's an amen levatala. The kid's saying a bracha. It's not a real bracha. And if you're saying amen, basically, I'm saying what he's saying. You're saying I'm saying nothing.
Why is not a bracha?
You make Zia.
He's a child. He's a little kid.
Is he making bracha on food? Is he making a bracha?
Let's say he's not chayav to make brachas, let's say. He's just learning. He's learning to make bracha. It's not a real bracha.
Oh, he's not making bracha on like
let's say he's making bracha on food, but he's not chayav to make a bracha.
Because he's too little?
Yeah, let's say he's a young kid. Let's say he's not old enough to understand the idea of God, whatever it is. Again, I don't want to get caught up in the details of that halacha. We can another time. But I'm just trying to illustrate that there's a concept, and maybe this is, Irving, what you mean, that amen really sort of gives to me, when I say amen, and I'm saying amen to something, it basically credits to me having said what I'm saying amen to. Is that what you mean?
That's the design of that word.
But if someone's making a bracha, let's say, on a fruit that they're about to eat,
right.
You can still enter a main to it, can't you?
Yeah, of course, because he's saying
but
a real.
Not, but it's a vatala, because you're not.
It's not a vatala. No, that's an amen vatala, because you're saying amen to a real bracha. You're praising Hashem, who's the creator of the.
You're not eating the fruit.
But, you're not eating the fruit, so it's a vatala. You can't just make that bracha.
But you're giving shevach. You're saying, I want to be part of the shevach that you're making to Hashem. You're right, you're saying it. It's not like I actually said it, but it's credit to me. I'm affirming the shevach that you gave to Hashem. So like Shomei Ka'ona. Is it like I really spoke? Shomei Ka'ona? We say Shomei Ka'ona is good. Right? The guy's in the middle of Kedusha. The guy's in the middle of the silent Shemon Esrei. And the tzibor is up to Kedusha. What do? You stop and listen. You don't answer Kedusha in the middle. So you listen. Why you listen? Shomei Ka'ona. Right? You listen to the Kedusha. You stop your silent Shemon Esrei for the Kedusha and then you continue. If Shomei Ka'ona Chaim is like you're really speaking, then you're being mafsik. Right? Then it's like you're speaking in the middle of Yishmon Esrei. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to show you the difference between saying it's like I actually said it and therefore it's levatol because I'm not eating, or it's that I'm affirming your shevach and I want to be part of the shevach.
So why is it wrong by the kid?
Because he's not really offering shevach. It's not a real shevach if he's not if it doesn't stem from a bracha. If it doesn't stem from the halachic surah of a bracha, if he's what he's offering doesn't rise to the level of no, but you see from here, and maybe that's what you're saying, Irving, that when you're saying hain means yes, it's the same thing. Amen means it should be emes. That's emes. That's the truth. Right? Can I get an amen, right? What does that mean? It's saying like, I agree with that. Right? So you want to say that my dibur requirement is satisfied over here. Can we get an idea of what he holds about the nature of the dibur? Or is that a little more difficult?
It's not that the words have to be said specifically out of his mouth, but he has to.
Well, he has to do. Apparently,
he has to say something that represents that concept, and he has to be the one to say that.
Right. So what I'm asking is like this: does he hold that the speech is part of the kicha or not, or can we not deduce? Everyone here?
He
does hold that?
Not the actual words. Or I don't know. There's something different about it.
Well, let's test the two theories. Let's test them. If you hold that the kicha, I'm sorry, that the amira is just to lend context, then should this work? If the amira is just to lend context to the process, and just to be there to make sure there's a kamir stas, that both parties are on the
and
same.
It says amen, then definitely.
That should definitely be good. Should definitely be good. Right? So that's why there's for sure no suffix according to that approach. And he could say there's no suffix. But what about if you hold that you have to do the Amira?
He's saying that's good too.
I'm asking, would he agree with that?
Yeah.
He'd say, even according to that, even if the Tosas Rid held that the Amira was part of the Kicha, then saying Amen would be sufficient. Does everyone agree with that?
Yeah.
Pesach, you say no?
Yeah.
Why? No, he's saying yes. He says yes at the end. In the case where he says yes, right, you could argue that all he's saying is I'm affirming and therefore I'm lending context, but I'm not really saying what I need to be saying if I hold that it's part of the kicha. I'm not saying that it's definite. I'm just saying I think that possibility is left open.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but don't we have to say
it? Says who he comes.
Because if you think it's on something, you have to say that.
No,
because
you could hold that the Amir is not really... I hold that the Amir has been in...
No, but then there wouldn't be a suffix either way. But if he didn't say anything, it would be no problem.
Why? Because she could do it.
She could do it.
No, that's not true. The Gemara... Oh, you mean because the Gemara...
If you say the Amir is separate, then it's Vada
That she could do it?
Yeah.
And even if it's
so the fact that he's saying, oh, no suffix here, it must be fine. No, it's part. It is part of the Kitha, and it's still no suffix.
Cool. Is it part of the, was it just a final affirmation? And when she, well, can you say when she says, when she makes the statement, she's speaking for him as his agent, and then he says, "Amen," that the, what she said on his behalf was correct.
Whatever it is to that lap that fulfills his obligation of Amir, yeah, whatever it is that he,
I think it's not.
It
doesn't.
Should be that he has to say.
I think we're just saying that he must be saying that. Yeah, it is as if he says it.
Yeah, I'll give you a raya. Okay, I'll give you a raya that it's not my own idea, but in the annotated edition of the Yad Ramah, he wants to say like this. He has one, he wants to bring a proof. This is not his own proof. It's from the Gra. The Gra in Simon Chav Zayin, Sivkat Lama Gimel, brings as a basis for this position of the Ramah the following. Let's say a guy wants to be a Nazir. Right? And he makes a statement, and then someone says, Amen. So Amen, right? You're going to be a Nazir, and the guy says, Amen. Amen can make you a Nazir. Amen can make you a Nazir. So you see, Amen is like you really said, I want to be a Nazir.
It enjoins him.
Right? It's like a statement. It's like an actual statement. I think the essential point of the Gra is that sometimes saying Amen is like you really said something. And really said something over here, it could be, even if I require it's an actual Dibor, yeah, I have it with the Amen. Amen is like a real Dibor. Just like you have by the Brachos, and just like you have over there by Naziris. The Naziris example is even better. Because by Brachos, maybe you could say it works a little bit differently. But here it's just a statement. All you need is a statement. Naziris, you need a statement. You didn't have a statement, all you had is Amen. Oh, you see, Amen's good enough. Amen, it's a good Har, I think. The Gra's point, not that it needs my endorsement, but I think it's a good point. So he's saying that was the Gra is saying that's the Makar for the Ramah. The Ramah got this concept that Amen is definitely a good Kiddushin in the context of the Amira, and how did he know that? He knew it from the Gemara Nazir. Okay, we'll stop here. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow is Erev Shabbos.